It's so good to be here this morning.
很高兴今天早上能来到这里。
My wife and I are truly grateful to God that we are fellowshipping with you this morning.
我太太和我都非常的感激今天能够跟你们一起聚会。
You know, they say that you never appreciate anything until you lose it.
他们说你我们常常不会感激我们有从拥有的东西直到我们失去。
And if any of you have had anything very precious and dear to you and lost it, you know what I am saying.
如果在座中间有这样的经验的话，你就知道我在说什么。
Well, about the end of November, I lost something.
在十一月底的时候，我失去了一样东西。
I lost the use of my kidneys.
我失去了我的肾功能。
And I was very sick.
我病得蛮严重
，and it has necessitated me going through a process which I'm still going through called dialysis.
所以我必因为失去肾功能，我必须要开始去洗肾。
And for 2 months, I couldn't go to church.
有两个月的时间，我没有办法来到教会。
I mean, I was so incapacitated that I couldn't.Go to church.
因为我身体很虚弱，所以我没有办法来到教会。
And I miss that very much.
我那时候很想来教会。
Because the fellowship of the saints is very, very important and precious.
因为弟兄姊妹圣徒的聚会是很宝贵而且很重要的。
And I realized as never before that when you don't get under the word, you lose something very, very precious.
所以说如果我没有如果
every time you have the opportunity to go to church but don't go to church
如果说你没有到教会来每一次有机会到教会来聚会的时候没有去
you and I miss something that God wants to say to us
你就会失去很多神想要跟我们讲话的机会
and, like I say one of the great things when I started to feel better was the privilege of again goingEach Lord's Day to worship God.
后来我在身体好一点以后，我就可以继续去聚会。
And I want to thank this fellowship for their prayers.
我想谢谢你们大家为我的祷告。
A number of you here this morning came to visit me.
今天早上在座各位当中有一些人到我家里来看我。
Three of the elders came to visit me.
有三位年长的弟兄姊妹来看我。
And prayed for me.
为我祷告。
And that's what we should do.
我们应该这么做。
And many people have phoned and said that they are praying for me.
有很多人打电话给我，告诉我说他们在为我祷告。
And for my wife, of course.
当然也为我太太祷告。
And we want to thank you.
我们希望能够谢谢你。
Thank you for your love and prayers.
谢谢你为我们的祷告。
Now we want to turn to the Word of God this morning.
今天早上我们来看几处神的圣经。
And I want you to take your Bibles and open it to the last chapter of the book of Matthew.
希望每一个人都能够把他的圣经打开，翻到这马太福音第二十八章。
Matthew 28.
马太福音二十八章。
And we're going to read that.
我们一起读。
And I will read 10 verses and then no, you read the whole thing.
Okay. Sure. Okay. 好，我们一起用中文来读马太福音二十八章全章一到二十节。好，请安息日将近。七日的头一日天快亮的时候摩大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓忽然地大震动因为有主的使者从天上下来把石头滚开坐在上面他的相貌如同闪电衣服洁白如雪看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤甚至和死人一样天使对妇女说不要害怕我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣他不在这里照他所说的已经复活了你们来看安放主的地方快去告诉他的门徒说他从死里复活了并且在你们已先往加利利去在那里你们要见他看啊我已经告诉你们了妇女就急忙离开坟墓又害怕 又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们，说：愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说：不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。他们去的时候，看守的兵进城去，将所经历的事都报给祭司长。祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多钱银钉说：你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他的门徒来把他偷去了。倘若这话被巡抚听见，由我们劝他，保你们无事。兵丁受了银钱，就照所吩咐的他们的去行。这话就传说在犹太人中间，直到今日。十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Now let's pray.
我们一起有点祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your revelation to us.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们的启示。
We thank you, Lord, for this precious word.
我们谢谢你这宝贵的话语。
It truly is the word of the living God.
真的是活神的话语。
And now we ask you that this living word.
我们现在求你把这个活的话语。
May come and live in our hearts.
放在我们的心里。
Open our eyes that we may see.
把我们的眼睛打开，我们可以看见。
Open our ears that we may hear.
让我们的耳朵开了，我们可以听见。
Open our hearts that we may receive.
把我们的心打开，我们可以接受。
This engrafted word.
这些话。
That is able to make us wise unto salvation.
能够使我们，在救恩里变得很聪明。
This word that converts the soul.
能够把我们的灵魂改变。
This word that gives us light in darkness.
能够在我们黑暗的时候赐给我们光明的话语。
This word that helps us to overcome the world and the flesh and the devil.
让我们能够在这世界上胜过我们的肉体和撒旦。
And we shall give you thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告感谢是奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen. This is the time of the year when we are still focusing on the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
每年这时候我们就想到耶稣的复活。
And in this chapter that we have just read,
我们刚刚读了这一段圣经。
We have three voices that speak.
上面里面有三个不一样的三个不一样的声音。
We have the voice of the angel.
我们有天使的声音。
That speaks to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary.
天使跟摩大拉的玛利亚和另外一个玛利亚讲话。
And the angel of the Lord gives them a great message.
天使给他们很好的信息。
Not only does he tell them not to be afraid.
不仅他们跟他们讲说不要害怕。
But they say to her, He is risen.
他也告诉他们说他已经复活了。
And you have that on your stained glass window there.
你看到我们这彩色玻璃上有。
The very words that the angel spoke.
天使刚刚讲。
To the two Marys.
天使刚刚跟玛利亚讲那些话呢在我们这个玻璃上。
And who speaks to us today.
他今天也这么跟我们讲。
Because we are worshipping a living Jesus Christ.
因为我们敬拜的是一位活着的耶稣基督。
He also tells them that the Lord always keeps His promises.
他也告诉我们说主一直都持守他的应许。
After he says he is not here, but for he is risen as he has said.
他说他已经不在这里，就像他就像他说的一样，他已经复活。
Time and time again in the Lord's three-year ministry, he.Said to his disciples,
主在这样三年半的时间，不断一次又一次的跟他们这么讲，说我必须要去耶路撒冷。
And there I will suffer.
那里呢，我会受难。
Not only will I suffer, but I shall die.
不仅我会受难，我会死。
But on the third day I shall rise from the dead.
不过在第三天的时候，我会从死里复活。
Again and again he spoke that message.
一次又一次的跟他的门徒这么讲。
About his crucifixion.
讲他的怎么样会受难，
but also about his
也讲他怎么样复活。
And the Lord Jesus kept his word. He says that he is not here, he is risen, even as he has said.
主在这里讲，做了他所说的，就是他从死里复活。
You know, it's wonderful to be able to trust somebody else's word.
你不觉得是一件很美妙的事情，如果你可以相信一个人跟你讲的话吗？
And that's why it's always very important for parents, moms and dads.
所以在这边想到说父母亲。And
grandparents.
和也许祖父母。
What they say to their children, they must seek to keep those promises.
当你们对你们的儿女或孙女讲话的时候，必须要遵守你们的诺言。
And for all of us.
所有的人。
That we are to be men and women of our word.
我们必须要成为一个遵守我们诺言的人。We know we often fail. 我们常常失败在这方面。
But Jesus always keeps His word.
不过耶稣呢，每一次都遵守他为我们的。
He has never failed of one of His promises. We sing.
他给我们的应许，他都成就。
He also says that the Lord is going to meet you in Galilee.
他又说主会在加利利见你们。
And in verse 10, the Lord does meet them in Galilee, just as He says.
耶稣后来就真的在加利利跟他们见面。
Jesus always keeps His appointments.
耶稣每次跟你守的约定总是遵守。
Jesus is always on time.
他总是不迟到。
He is never late.
他不会迟到。
And He always fulfills His appointments.
他给我们的约定，他总是遵守。
And the book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
在圣经希伯来书告诉我们说，耶稣基督是昨日、今日、直到永远的神。
Unchangeable.
他不会改变。
And so what Jesus says,
所以耶稣在这里说的,
He will do.
他会做到。
And when He makes appointments with us, He will fulfill those appointments.
当他跟我们做了一个约定的时候，他会遵守。
We can trust in Him with all our heart.
我们可以用全心全意来信靠他。
So we have the voice of the angel.
所以我们在这里看到天使的声音，听到天使的声音。
We also have the voice of the elders and the chief priests.
我们这里又看到这些长老的声音。
And we read about that from verses 11 through 15.
在11节到15节的地方，我们就看到他们说什么。
And I'll just point out the fact that their words were just, they were lying words.
你看到11节和15节，他们都在说谎。
There were words of shame.
他们讲出来这些话都是
of cover up.
都是不真实的，想要盖住，把这些事情盖住。
And that's what sin always causes.
我们当犯罪的时候，每一次就会有这样的结果。
Sin always causes lying.
每一次我们犯罪以后，就会有一些谎言和说谎的事情。
Puts the blame somewhere else.
总是让我们说把罪过都怪到别人头上。Always
will mislead us.
常常会把我们给误导。No
wonder the psalmist says, "Keep me from lying lips."
所以说诗篇上面讲说，使我保守我不要有说谎的舌头。
One of the great sins that we all face.
我们常常会犯这样的罪。It's
so easy not to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
我们常常不小心就说谎了。
But we want to get to the words of the winner.
不过我们要来看一看这个得胜者讲的是什么话。
We want to hear the voice of the victor, Jesus Christ.
我们看这位得胜的耶稣基督讲什么话。
And he says several things here in two sections.
他在这边有两段里面讲到几件事情。
To Mary Magdalene and to the other Mary.
跟摩大拉的玛利亚和另外一个玛利亚这么说。
He says two things.
他讲了两件事情。
First, he gives them a word of cheer.
第一件事情，他给他们一点，让他们讲一些激励他们的话。
Now, we're just referring to this chapter.
我们只是看看这一章，这一章圣经。
And the first recorded words in this chapter that Jesus says to the two women.
在28章里面，你们看到耶稣基督第一件。 跟这玛利亚讲的话就是说，Jesus'
words are always words of cheer.
耶稣对他们说，rejoice.
He was saying to these women.
他跟这些女人讲。
That had been at the cross.
他们呃 耶稣钉十字架的时候，他们也在那里。
And saw his suffering and death.
看到耶稣基督怎么样的受苦和死亡。
Were present when that darkness came down over the whole world.
当天黑暗的时候，他们也在那里。
In the middle of the day.
当正午的时候，天居然黑了。
They were there when that earthquake shook.
当耶稣死的时候有地震，他们也在那里。
Now they were there at his resurrection.
耶稣复活的时候，这两个女人也在那里。
And he says to them, "Rejoice."
他跟他们讲说
"Be glad."
Rejoice, 高兴。
It reminds us of the words of the Apostle Paul.
你想到保罗跟我们说的话。
Who said, "Rejoice in the Lord always."
他说你要在主里面要欢喜。
Now.Even in our congregation here, there's more. There are many needs.
我们在这边聚会的时候，大家有不一样的需要。
There are many things that sadden the heart.
我们常常有一些每个人都为了一些不一样的事情，让心里很难过。
There are many decisions that we have to make, even this week, that may trouble us and are worrying us.
有很多这个下个礼拜将要来的事情，让我们心里很烦恼。
And we know these things eat away at peace of mind and joyfulness.
这些你知道这些事情把我们心里面的欢喜快乐都夺走了。
Yeah. They are like insects that destroy.
他们就好像那个蛀虫一样。
They destroy our well-being, our peace of mind.
蛀虫把我们的喜乐一点点的吃掉了。
But we can always rejoice in the Lord.
不过我们在主里可以欢喜快乐。
Why did Jesus say rejoice here?
为什么耶稣跟他们讲说
Rejoice because I am alive.
他们跟他讲说你们
I am no longer in the tomb that the Lord is insinuating.
他为什么叫他们快乐呢？因为耶稣基督已经复活了，他不再在坟墓里。
Death no longer has a hold on me.
他死亡的权势在他身上没有功效。
I have overcome death.
他已经胜过了死亡。
Rejoice.
说你们要高兴欢喜。
And you know, as we think of it, there are many things that we can rejoice in the Lord about.
你知道我们生命中有很多可以值得欢喜的事情。
It's a word from heaven for us all.
是从天上来的声音，话语。
The next thing he says to them, "Do not be afraid."
他下一面一句话就跟他们讲说
"Do not be afraid."
不要害怕。
A word of comfort.
是一个安慰人的话语。
And whenever we need comfort, we can always go to the Lord.
不管我们什么时候需要安慰，我们总是可以来到神的面前。
Paul tells us that he is the God of all comfort.
他是神，保罗告诉我们说，神是。
Oh, we seek our comfort in many areas.
神是一个安慰的神，我们常常在很多其他的事情上面找安慰。不过我们，你不觉得这是很愚蠢的事情吗？
The comfort we get in other places is just a momentary.
你在世界上其他地方找到的安慰都只是暂时的而已。
It's a fleeting comfort. It's a comfort that soon disappears.
是一个很虚无的事情。你这种安慰只能一阵子。
But the comfort that the Lord gives to us.
不过主给我们的安慰。
Is a deep abiding comfort.
是一个很深而且不会走的安慰。
So these are the words from the winner, the voice of the victor.
你看到这里就是主，一个得胜的主跟我们讲话。
But what I want to particularly focus on here this morning.
不过今天早上我在这边要特别讲到一件事。
Is these final words that he says.
是他最后讲的几句话。
He gives them a command.
他给我们一个命令。
And that command is binding upon all of us to this very day.
这些命令呢，对我们每一个人讲，一直到今天都有功效。
At this meeting that the Lord was preaching at in the mountain.
当主在加利利山跟门徒聚会的时候。
There were not only the 11 disciples.
不仅有十一个门徒。
I mean, now Judas is gone, so there's only 11.
我们知道犹大已经死了，所以只有十一个。
And then there, as it says in 1 Corinthians, there were probably 500 more people besides those 11.
我们在哥林多前书里面可以看到说，不仅那十一个人，大概还有500个其他的使徒。
And he was giving to them these final instructions.
他给他们一些这些最后的教训。
Before his ascension into heaven.
在升天前最后的教训。
And you know what that is, verse 19 and 20.
看19、20节。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界末了。这个命令到今天对我们来说都有功效。
This is the program, the plan that God has for us.
这是神在我们身上的计划。
This is His major project.
这是他很大的一个计划。
That the whole world hears this gospel.
让全世界都能够听到这个福音。
But before He says that,
当他讲这句话之前,
He says this very, very important thing, which I want us all to hear and understand.
他讲了一件很重要的事情，我希望每一个人能够都听到而且了解。
The assignment that God has given to us.
他给我们的工作是,
is a very formidable assignment.
是一个很了不起的工作。
It is a very hard assignment.
是一个很艰难的工作。
In and of ourselves, we neither have the wisdom nor the courage to do it.
在我们人的里面，我们既没有这样的智慧，也没有这样的勇气能够做到。
But this is God's command.
不过这是神的命令。
That we be His witnesses to the whole world.
我们能够成为这整个世界的一个见证人。
And we ask ourselves,
我们这不仅提问,
When was the last time I really gave a witness for the Lord Jesus?
我们不仅自问说我上一次为了神成为他的见证的时候是什么时候?
When was the last time I gave out a tract? A tract of literature.
Oh, okay. 我上一次出去发一个单张是什么时候?
Or gave a Bible to someone and
urged
them to read it.
给我朋友一本圣经是什么时候?
When did I invite someone to come to church and hear the Word of God?
我上一次请人邀请来教会听神的话语的时候是什么时候?
This is what we are to do.
今天我们要做的就是这些事，不是吗?
This is God's assignment.
这不是神给我们的工作吗?
This is God's plan for the church and this world of ours.
不是为这教会的计划吗?
But before He gave them this assignment,
但他给我们这个工作之前,
He said something that is of profound importance to us.
他讲了一件对我们来说非常重要的事情。
Verse 18.
看18节。
Jesus came and spoke to them saying, All authority or all power has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
18节就对他们说, 天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All power.
所有的权柄.
This is what the Word of God wants to teach us this morning.
今天早上神的话要教我们的事情就是这一件.
Not only that we have a great assignment that we have to carry out.
不仅他教给我们一个功课要我们去做.
But the Lord Jesus Christ has the power in both heaven and on earth to help us. In this assignment,
不仅他给我们了一个功课，在这里告诉我们说，神已经得到天上地下所有的权柄，能够帮助我们做到这样的工作。
He wants us to know that He is the God of power.
他让我们知道说，他是一个有权柄的神。
That He is a powerful Savior.
他是一个有权柄能力的救主。
That there is nothing that He cannot do.
没有什么他做不到的事情。
In fact, He said on one occasion, He said. With God, with me, nothing is impossible.
他说，在他曾经就说，在我在神跟我在一起，没有什么难成的事情，没有什么难成的事情。
Because I am God.
因为我是神。
Now the whole revelation of Scripture tells us this.
这些圣经的启示告诉我们。
When God revealed Himself to Abraham,
当神将他自己显现给亚伯拉罕看的时候,
He had already revealed Himself and said, "Get out of the Ur of Chaldees."
他已经跟亚伯拉罕说，从他的地方出去，家乡。
That's the present day Iraq.
就是今天呢，就在中东那个地方，就是伊拉克的地方。
Abraham was born in Iraq.
亚伯拉罕是在伊拉克生的。
And God looked down and he saw Abraham.
神从天上看到亚伯拉罕。
And God revealed himself to Abraham.
他向他自己显现给亚伯拉罕。
And he said to Abraham,
跟他说,
get out of your land.
从你家里面本族本乡出去。
Because I'm going to give you another land.
因为我要赐给你另外一块土地。
Leave your father's house.
从你父家出去。
And I will show you a place where I want you to be.
我要指引到你到一个我要你去的地方。
Now God had revealed himself to Abraham.
神把他自己向亚伯拉罕显现。
As Elohim. As Jehovah.
他自己显现说他是耶和华。
But in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis,
创世纪17章的地方,
God reveals himself to Abraham as El Shaddai, God Almighty.
神向在17章的地方向亚伯拉罕显现的时候说他自己是全能的神。
It's the first time in the Bible that that name is used.
这在圣经上这个名字哈, what verse is he remember?
Chapter 17, verse 1.
Verse 1. 他说我是全能的神, 不过他讲了一个原文, 说这个字呢, 在圣经上是第一次被用。
Now, Abraham believed in God.
亚伯拉罕就相信了。
Believed in Elohim.
相信了这个Elohim的神,
believed in the creator of heaven and earth.
相信了这一位全能的创造者。
He knew something about God. God had revealed himself to Abraham.
神把他自己显现给亚伯拉罕上看到, 他就相信了。
He had revealed himself to Abraham as Lord.
他向亚伯拉罕显现,
the ruler over everything.
像一个主是统治万有的主。
But still Abraham had gone and made some big mistakes.
不过亚伯拉罕还是做出了很多错事。
And you know some of the history of Abraham.
如果读过圣经的人知道亚伯拉罕的历史。
And you can read about it from chapters 11 through to chapter 17.
在创世纪从11章到17章的地方你可以看到。
And there you will see some of the great mistakes and failures that Abraham had.
你可以看到亚伯拉罕在里面犯了什么样的错误。
Although he believed in God, he still walked a whole lot in the flesh.
虽然他心里相信神，不过他肉体上还是靠着他的肉体在行事。
And the moment he took things into his own hands,
每一次他自己想要来做些什么事情的时候,
they began to go wrong.
就做错了。
And it's the same today when you and I take things into our own hands, they will go wrong.
我们今天也是一样，如果我们自己想要用我们的手做些什么事情的时候，会做错的。
It's amazing how it happens to us.
这一件是很奇妙的事情。
And sometimes we look ourselves in the mirror and shake our heads and how can I be so foolish?
你常常对着镜子看看自己说，我怎么会这么笨？
How can I do such stupid things?
我怎么会这么白痴啊？
How can I make such big mistakes?
我怎么会犯这么大的错误？
How come I fail like this?
我怎么会做错呢？
And still I profess to be a Christian.
然后我自己还跟人家讲说我是基督徒。
We know all about it.
我们都有这样的经验。
We take things into our own hands.
我们靠我们自己的手来做事情。
God had made a great promise to Abraham.
神为亚伯拉罕做了一个应许。
That he was going to be the father of a great nation.
他要成为万国之父。
And he would have many offspring.
他成为有很多的子孙。
Now, he is an old man and his wife is an elderly woman. They had no children.
你就会发现亚伯拉罕那时候年纪大，他太太也老了，没有小孩。
So Abraham took things into his own hands.
所以亚伯拉罕说，我自己来做吧。
Agreed.
他老婆也说，也同意。
That he should go into one of his servant maids and bear a child with him, with her.
他老婆也同意说，那你就找一个使女。
You know the story of Ishmael.
跟他生小孩，结果就生出了以实玛利。
He was not the son of promise.
他不是神所应许要给亚伯拉罕那个儿子。
And so here, Abraham at an old age is still without an offspring.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕我们看到这么老还没有生小孩。
And God comes to him.
所以神到他面前来。
And says, Abraham, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty.
他就跟亚伯拉罕讲说，我是全能的神。
It was a new revelation.
是一个新的启示。
And the first thing that Abraham did, he fell down on his face and he began to worship God.
第一，你看到亚伯拉罕一听到这个，他就倒在地上敬拜他。
And that's where we should always be.
我们每一次看到神的时候，也应该是这样子。
In an attitude of worship and awe and respect and love for the Lord God Almighty.
我们面对神的时候，我们有对他这样的敬拜，我们对他这样的敬畏，对这位全能神 的态度。
And then he obeyed God.
然后他就遵守了神。
In the Old Testament ordinance of circumcision.
后来你在
And so.
Okay. 后来他就遵照了神的旨意，然后为他儿子。
And so he began to no longer walk in the flesh.
后来你就发现他不再靠他的肉体行事，而是活在一个全能神的能力之下。神也希望你我知道神是像这样子一位神。
And again, we read about a great man in the Old Testament by the name of Job.
我们在旧约里面读到另外一个人，就是他的名字叫约伯。
And after Job went through his great trials,
当约伯经过他所有的苦难以后，
God had taught him so much through those sufferings.
神在他的苦难里面教了他很多的事情。
And the last recorded words of Job in the book of Job are these.
当约伯记里面最后讲到约伯说过的话是这样子。
It says.That Job spoke to God.
他说，约伯跟神这么讲。
He spoke to God.
他说跟神这么说。
That's what we do when we pray. We speak to God.
当我们跟神祷告的时候也是这样嘛，因为我们就跟神讲话。
And this is the thing he says.
他跟神这么说，他说
，I know that you, God, can do all things.
他说我知道你万事都能。
And the word he uses there is the God Almighty.
他说他那边用的那个字就是全能的主。
I think 30 times in the book of Job, God is referred to as El Shaddai or God Almighty.
这个 El Shaddai 在约伯记里面讲了大概三十几次，讲了就是全能的神的意思。
And he says,Lord, I know that you can do anything.
他说，主啊，我知道你凡事都能做。
There is nothing that you cannot do.
他说，你没有一件事情不能做。
And God wants you and me to know that truth.
神今天希望我们每一位基督徒都知道这样的真理。
To experience that truth.
去经历这样的真理。
Oh, we have a lot up here, but we need it down here.And then we need to have it in our hands and feet as well.
我们常常在知识上知道很多，可是我们的心理和我们的行为并没有这样的经历。
And so the Lord Jesus is saying.
所以主耶稣基督告诉我们。
And He is the Almighty One too.
说，我现在是全能的神。
As the Book of Revelation tells us time and time again.
当你看到启示录里面讲一次又一次的提到。说耶稣说
I am the Alpha and the Omega.
说我是阿尔法，我是俄美加。
Who was and is to come the Almighty.
他说我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能神。
He is the Almighty.
他是全能的神。
He always was.
他以前就是。
We have just referred to that.And two of the great Old Testament characters.
我们刚刚讲到亚伯拉罕、约伯的时候，就看到他以前就是
Abraham and Job, and it transformed their lives.
看到亚伯拉罕、约伯生命的改变。
And Jesus is saying,
耶稣说
I am who am the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega.
耶稣说我是起始的，我是
幕后的。I who was and am.And is to come.
我是昔在、今在、以后永在。
I am the Almighty.
我是全能的神。
So here Jesus Christ is standing before his 11 disciples and 500 others.
我们这里看到耶稣基督站在他11个使徒和500个门徒的面前。
And he is saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth.
他跟他讲说，在天上地下，所有的权柄都赐给我。Now
many of those people had seen some of the power of the Lord Jesus.
其中有很多的门徒看过耶稣基督的能力。In
the book of Matthew here,
我们看看马太福音里面就好,
20 of the Lord's miracles are recorded.
记了20个主耶稣行过的神迹。
And I just want to remind you of the comprehensiveness of the Lord's miracles.
我们来退过来看一看这整件事情是怎么样的情况。
It included every realm that his power was demonstrated.
他的能力的每一个相面都被彰显了。
There was not a realm that it was not demonstrated.
没有一个相面没有被
He had power over it all.
彰显，他看到他的全能超过万物。
He had power over creation that he had created.
他的能力超过所有被造的东西。
And we read about the creation in Genesis chapters 1 and 2.
我们看到创世纪第一章、第二章讲到神创造天地是什么样子。
What power in God's word?
神的话语是怎么样有能力。
And he said, let there be light, and there was light.
他说要有光,就有了光。
What power?
这是什么样的能力。
And in the book of Matthew, it tells us that the Lord had power over creation.
这马太福音又告诉我们说，神有超过一切受造之物的能力。
He's still the storm, a raging storm.
记得他让风浪平静。
The waves were overflowing the boat that he and the disciples were in.
浪大打到船上，船都快沉了。
He spoke a word.
他说一句话。
He says, be still.
他说，住了吧。
And everything became calm.
所有的事情就平静了。
Another time he walked on the water.
还有一次他在水面上行走。
And it absolutely astonished those apostles.
这是多么让人惊讶的一件事情。
Brought great fear and great respect and great awe to these
apostles.
So he had absolute control and power over all of nature.
自然界的事情他都有所有能力都超过这所有的能力。
He had power over the unseen world.
他的能力超过一些我们肉眼看不见的事情。
He dealt with those who were under the influence of demonic power.
看有一些被鬼附的一些人。
He drove demons out of people.
他把鬼赶出去。
That were possessed and were tormented.
这些鬼在附在人的身上折磨这些人。
He had power over sickness.
他的能力超过病痛。
We read that he healed those who were blind and deaf.
你常常看到死人复活，瞎眼看见。
Those who had the most serious of all diseases, most feared disease,
这些都是在,
leprosy.
还有像大麻风这一类非常严重的病症。
Healed people of fevers that were death threatening.
有些人发了高烧快死了，他医治他们。
He had power over death.
他的能力胜过死亡。
He raised at least three recorded deaths. People that he raised from the dead.
他让圣经上记载死人复活的事情就有三次。
And you remember what he said to Martha.
你记得他跟马大怎么说？
Martha came running up to him.
马大跑到他，拉撒路死的时候，马大跑来耶稣面前。
And she said to the Lord, almost scolded him, said, if you had been there, he would not have died.
马大到他面前，好像在嘲讽耶稣说，你如果在那，他就不会死了。
And then you remember the Lord's words to Martha.
你记得耶稣跟马大说什么吗？
Martha, he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
他说，我是复活和生命。
He that believeth on me shall never die.
他说，凡信我的就永远不死。
But shall live forever.
而且永远活着。
one of the great seven I ams in the book of John. I am the resurrection and the life.
这约翰福音里面有几个很我是有七个很我是很有名的。
Christ not only had power to raise others,
他不仅有能力能够让人家复活,
but even as he said earlier in his book, he said when he was told that he was going to die, he says, but I have power to raise myself.
在他自己说他自己要死以后，他甚至有能力让他自己复活。
What is your situation here this morning, dear friends?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你今天是什么样的一个情况？
Are you in a hopeless situation?
你是不是很绝望？
Do you have a mountain that is on you know you can't get over it?
你是不是有前面有一些困难，你自己知道是没有办法超越的困难？
Do you have a situation in your life that is beyond your control?
你是不是有一些在生命中的困难是你没有办法控制的？
Are you in despair about anything here this morning?
你今天早上为了什么事情忧伤吗？
Is there some sin that's controlling your life?
在你的生命中有没有一些罪？
That obsesses your mind?
控制着你，掌控着你的。
Is there some impurity in your life that is ruining you?
你是不是生命中有一些不洁净的事情让你毁了你，让你不平安？
That gives you no hope of escape?
让你心里面没有一点希望。
Well, then Jesus is saying to you,
耶稣基督在这里跟你讲说,
all power is given unto me,
说所有的权柄都赐给我了，天上地下的权柄都赐给我了。
And with man it may be impossible, but with God nothing is impossible.
在人也许不能，在神没有难成的事。
That is the revelation God wants to give each and every one of us here this morning.
今天早上神要我们看见的就是这一件事情。
Are you an unbeliever here this morning?
今天早上你在这里，你还没有接受耶稣基督吗？
Are you unconverted?
你还没有相信救主吗？
Are you unsaved?
你还没有得救吗？
Are you on the broad road that leads to destruction?
你今天还在这一条走到毁灭的大道上吗？ 也许你自己都不知道。
Some of the happiest people I know are great sinners.
我有的时候看到一些伟大的罪人 都很快乐， 每天犯罪犯得很快乐。
There was a day that I enjoyed some of the sins that I was committing.
我曾经犯罪的时候， 我也很快乐地活着。
Moses, he talks about that in Hebrews. He says the pleasures of sin.
在圣经里面讲说，
sin gives pleasure. That's why people stay in their sin.
罪常常带给我们快乐，这就是为什么人常常继续的犯罪。
It's only when the consequences of sin begins to affect our lives.
只有当罪的结果来到我们身上的时候，
that they want relief, but they enjoy the pleasures of sin.
我们才会觉得难过，不然的话，我们都很享受我们犯罪的一些事情。
But the Lord is here this morning,
主今天早上,
to tell us all,
告诉我们说,
that he has provided a way,
他赐给我们一条道路。
Paul says this in Romans chapter 1,
在罗马书第一章, 保罗这么说,
I am not ashamed of the gospel,
说我,
the good news,
我对福音是没有看它为耻的。
And what is that good news?
这个好消息是什么呢？ 说耶稣基督为我死在十字架上， 他为我埋葬，并且三天以后复活。 那个弟兄朋友就是好消息， 那是神救恩的大能。 他说， 我对耶稣基督的救恩不以为耻， 因为这福音本是神的大能。
The only message, the only power that can save us from sin and judgment of God and from eternal hell is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
唯一能够把我们从死亡和地狱的火里救出来的， 就是耶稣基督的救恩。
To experience ourselves and then to go and spread it.
所以在马太福音最后两章告诉我们说， 我们必须要去经历这样的福音， 而且去传讲这样的福音。
That's what the whole Bible is telling us.
整个圣经其实不就是在讲这件事情吗？
About a God Almighty that can save and then to keep us.
讲一句就是这位全能的神能够救我们，能够保守我们的神。
Paul says, I am persuaded that he is able,
说保罗说，
to keep me until that day.
他能够保守我十分完全，直到那日。
This world with all kinds of traps,
不管在这世界上有多少的陷阱，
all kinds of ditches,
不管有多少的坑洞，
all kinds of invitations to do this and
to do that, 有很多罪的引诱试探。
To leave God, to forsake God.
不要再相信他，离开神。
We hear that message all the time.
你是不是每天都听到这样的 message 的信息？不要再信神了。
He is able to keep us. What do you think keeps us as well as saving us? The power of God.
不过保罗说，这个保守和救恩是什么呢？是神的能力。
It's the only thing that has more power than the power of Satan.
这是唯一比撒旦权势还大的事情。
That's the only thing that has more power than the power of the flesh.
这是唯一比我们肉体势力还大的事情。
It's the only thing that has more power than the world all around us that is saying, "Come with us."
这是唯一比世界上的引诱试探还大的能力。
Do you know that power?
你知道这样的能力吗？
Have you believed that gospel?
你今天相信了这个福音吗？
Are you showing it by your life?
你今天在生命中活出来了吗？
Do others know it?
别人看见了吗？
Because you are showing it.
因为你彰显出来。
Jesus says,
主耶稣说，
All power is given me.
天上地下的权柄，
In heaven and on earth.
都赐给我了。
And then he follows it up with these commands.
接着又说，
And then with this reminder.
提醒我们，
And lo, I am with you always.Even to the end of your life.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He's with you and me and every believer now.
他今天就与我，你我同在。
The power of Jesus.
耶稣基督的能力。
Is in us if he is in us.
如果他今天在我们里面，他的能力就在我们里面。
If he is in our lives by faith.
如果我们今天借着信心相信他。接受他，
then his mighty power is within us.
他的全能就在我们的里面。
His victory is within us.
他的得胜也在我们的里面。
His salvation is within us.
他的救恩也在我们里面。
How wonderful that is.
何等美好的事情。
Would you leave this house of prayer today, this morning?
你今天走之前要一个祷告吗？
In the name of Jesus,In the power of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名，
in the hope of Jesus,
在他的能力里面，他给我们的hope, 希望。
We close that great prayer,
我们今天，
which we refer to as the Lord's Prayer.
我们今天讲到这主的祷告。
Our Father, which art in heaven,
你在天上的父啊，
hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
愿你的旨意降临。
On earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread.
赐给我们日用的饮食。
And forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us.
赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免别人的罪。
Lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
But deliver us from evil.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Deliver us from evil, Lord.
救我们脱离凶恶，主。
For thine is the kingdom.
因为荣耀权柄。
And the what? For thine is the kingdom and the power.
权柄。
For thine is the kingdom and the power.
因为他是，你是。
Are you in that kingdom?
神的国，而且他的权柄。
Do you know that power?
你今天在这国里面吗？你知道这样的权柄吗？
And are you showing for it?
你今天显示出来吗？我们一起祷告。
Blessed and eternal God,
永生的神啊！
You who are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
你是我们耶稣基督的神。
You who are the God and Father for all those.Who believe on you and are your children.
你是我们每一位信你子女的天父。
We thank you for your son.
我们谢谢你赐下你的爱子。
Thank you that he is the wisdom and the power of God.
我们谢谢你他成为我们的智慧而且给我们能力。
Lord, we confess here this morning.
我们今天早上在这里向你承认。
We need your wisdom and we need your power.
我们需要你的智慧，而且我们需要你的能力。
Oh, grant it to us, we ask.
请你，我们求的时候你就给我。
Fill us with that, not only with that joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Good.
But may we know that blessed power of the Lord Jesus in our lives.
不仅我们知道这样子的喜悦，我们也能够尝到耶稣基督的能力在我们生命当中。
Lord, without your power.
如果我们生命没有你的能力，我们就没有办法往前行。
Without your power, we are defeated.
如果我们没有你的能力，我们就会失败。
Without your power, we cannot go forward.
如果我们没有你的能力，我们不能往前走。
Without your power, we cannot fulfill your command that you are asking us to fulfill.
没有你的能力，我们没有办法做到你要求我们做到的事情。
Lord, if there are any here this morning,
主啊，今天早上在座当中。
Without Christ in our heart and in our life,
如果有人还没有接受你,
may they turn from their sins today.
求你让他们能够,
and may they turn to you in Jesus Christ, the living God.
让他们能够从他们的罪里转出来, 接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
Oh, bless my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 祝福你们。
From the youngest here to the oldest,
从老到少。
We all need you.
我们都需要你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We praise you.
我们赞美你。
We want to follow you to the best of our abilities.
我们需要我们用全心全力来跟随你。
Be with any who are wrestling with great and profound issues in their lives.
求你帮助一些在心里面有困难的人。
May they have heard not my voice this morning.
希望他们今天早上在这里听到的不是我的声音，不是我的话语。
But may they have heard the voice.Of the victor.
而听到的是这位得胜者的话语。
The words of the winner.
得胜者亲自跟我们讲的话语。
Our risen Lord Jesus.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
In his name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.